Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey guys, it's Danielle, aka Wonder Librarian, aka Miss Captain America for today for Civil War Geek Recon. We're here. I'm here with my buddy Jaesu from We Got the Geek. We're tag teaming on this interview.
Hey buddy.
Hi. What's up? And I've got two special guests here, or we've got two special guests, both from with Pen and Brush Studios, which I'm also a member of. They're my new friends. We've got Cassie and we've got Kyle. So you guys can say hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey guys, so Kyle is the guy I've been back and forth messaging for the last couple of months.
There you go.
So
he's a new friend.
We finally met him three weeks ago at Toronto Comic Con.
He's my new friend too. I've been messaging him a lot too. So you want to start off with a team question?
Yeah, okay. Since we're here at the Civil War Geek Recon celebrating Civil War, Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Iron Man. I would have to.
Why? No.
I've always been an Iron Man fan, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
So, War Machine too.
Yeah.
So
nice. And yourself?
I'm not too sure. I would wherever the Spideys go.
Captain America.
Team Iron Man then.
Oh, yeah.
Banner snapping. Yeah. Somebody snuck back there.
Nobody likes Captain America.
There's another Pen and Brush Studio person behind there. You can't see him on the podcast, but he's there. All right. Anyways, so good for that question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Stop audio bombing it. Okay. So my first question is for Kyle. So you told me that you've done lots of different art projects, including skateboards, bikes, tattooing. I was just wondering if you have a favorite kind of art medium to work on.
Probably doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I think because everything else I've tried and it started as a hobby and fun, and then it just got into a job.
Yeah.
And people took that enjoyment away from what it was.
Yeah.
They didn't really enjoy and respect the art. They just took it as, you know, an item they were buying rather than a masterpiece.
So what is it that you're doing mostly now?
I'm just doing pinups really right now.
Okay.
I want to kind of expand into other things now. Like I did a Civil War piece that had a little bit more characters and kind of had a story behind it. So I'm trying to do a little bit more pieces rather than just pinup characters, I'm trying to throw in more than one individual character. And then I am working on a couple comic books right now, too. So I am doing the illustrations for some.
Cool.
What characters are your favorites to draw, or anybody, or movies, or anything like that?
Marvel's my favorite, but lately it seems like I've been able to draw a lot more DC characters a lot quicker, faster, and more efficiently.
Yeah.
Right now I have 11 colored prints, and 7 of them I think are DC characters.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I prefer to draw more Marvel, but DC I find I'm drawing a lot more of.
Well, I guess they'll be bigger now with all the movies coming out and all the backstories and sequels and TV and all that stuff, right? So cool. Good. All right, so I'll throw it over to Cassie now. So you sell a unique kind of product, which is art on records.
Yep.
How did you decide on that as your medium of choice, and what other kinds of products do you make?
I help out at Niagara's College. Mm-hmm. And one of the professors, his project was that he would give the kids a vinyl record, and the cover they would have to imitate on the record. So I was just sitting there one day, I was like, wouldn't that be cool with a superhero on it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into it, and I started selling my vinyls. I love drawing on canvas as well, and I would like to start moving into that. Possibly maybe prints. I like to experiment and see.
Okay. So, well, I was thinking too, like there's a lot of what's old is new again kind of thing, like with the retro.
Yeah.
Like all the hipsters love the vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, they're probably going to love that. So good mix. I like
definitely.
That.
It looks awesome, too, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
All right. And so I've got another one for Cassie here. So I know you love wrestling, and you've done some yourself.
Yes.
So who is your favorite wrestler of all time, and can you tell us a little more about your wrestling career?
I would have to say my
I like
favorite.
Edge.
You like Edge?
And
Edge is doing funny. Edge is pretty cool, too. I have so many favorites, but I'm going to go with the person that inspired me. It would be Lita.
Okay.
Yeah, Leah and the Hardy Boys, I love watching them.
Mm-hmm.
For more of my wrestling, I went under the name Cassie Cool.
Okay.
And actually wrestled, I trained out of St. Catharines. And I've been up to the territories and wrestled up there. A lot of crazy stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good little find.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And dropped on my head.
Oh, okay.
Power bombed actually the top rope.
Oh, yeah.
And the referee's like, do you really want to do that? I'm like, why not? It's going to look cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, never again.
Yeah, no. Kyle, do you like wrestling or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sort of here and there.
It's here and there.
Okay.
You know? I used to watch WWE a lot,
yeah.
And then my schedule got busy with DC shows and Marvel shows, and
yeah.
I couldn't keep up with wrestling and both at the same time, right? So,
yeah. I've kind of been a fan since I was a kid, and then I sort of came back to it like the last few years, and then I've now sort of gone off it a little bit again,
really?
But I watched WrestleMania and I liked it, so
yeah,
I just like to throw in wrestling questions.
You gotta watch WrestleMania every
yeah.
year.
Yeah, it's good.
Got it.
It's a good time. It's like 5 hours of straight wrestling. Okay.
What kinds of things do you guys geek out about besides the wrestling?
I'm a hardcore gamer.
Yay.
I love gaming, anything from Call of Duty to Minecraft to... I just bought the brand new Digimon game that came out for PlayStation that was brought over to North America. Love Pokemon. Right, so like I already have a couple games on hold here at the basement. So,
oh wow,
I went over there already and I was like, can you put those aside till later? I'm coming to get them. So, it's like, yeah, for sure. So,
that's cool.
Other than that, you know, I like to, oh, I paintball,
okay.
I do play competitive
that's
Canadian
like real
paintball.
Call of Duty.
It is pretty much, yeah.
In real life.
I own my own actually franchise team. In a division. It's Canadian League, so it's pretty
I knew
sweet.
You could do that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
What's the team called?
Oakville.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, it used to be called Oakville Avengers.
Yeah.
I cool. did a long
that.
Time ago, and I actually had a shield, like a shield plate, and it had 5 shadowed paintball players,
mm-hmm.
and the Avengers was even like the same font as the Avengers from the
oh, wow.
comic book.
Like
so that.
That
was pretty cool. And then now I changed it actually because. I was watching hockey one day, and it was the Anaheim Ducks, and I was like, you know, I miss the Mighty Ducks, so now it's Oakville Mighty Ducks.
Knucklepuck.
So.
For me, I would have to say I love cosplaying.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And you have,
cosplaying
cool,
right
you have a cool Spider-Man
today,
costume.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll throw my nerd sense into the ring. Ben Reilly design?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
So cosplay, definitely.
Cosplay. I love fitness. Obviously.
Oh, wrestling.
I wrestled.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, you gotta have
yeah.
fitness in there somewhere.
We go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like weight training more than cardio. I would take it over any day over cardio.
I can't even do one sit-up or one push-up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
I just actually started doing curls, like lifting myself up.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm getting there. I have like a little baby bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I have noodles.
Okay, I have one last question for you guys. What's the weirdest thing anyone's ever commissioned you to draw?
Oh, cool. Good question.
I just actually did a weird piece for someone. It was a DC character, Zatanna.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I had to draw her in a very specific pose.
Oh, okay.
And
too risque for the podcast.
It was very adult.
Okay.
Let's just say it was very adult. He wrote me a 2-paragraph text message of how he specifically wanted it. And not only was it very weird for me to draw, but when I draw, my desk is in the same room as our bedroom. And so my girlfriend sees me doing all this work. And so she saw me drawing this very adult design. And
So, you know, it made me feel, you know, a little uncomfortable drawing that with her kind of over my shoulder watching me. And I think it was very hard to, at the same time, because he wanted it so specific, the background, the design, the clothing, the the color he wanted on it, the way the hair was going, her facial expression, everything on it, he wanted a certain way.
Yeah.
I think I went through six different poses and designs of this character before
it finally...
Yeah,
so you really got into that one.
Yeah, and okay. So it did take me a little while to do because I finally gave it to him about 2 months later because I kept redesigning. And he wouldn't let me show it to him either.
Yeah.
Like, the different poses. He's like, no, surprise me.
And
it's
like
just like... And then he did.
Okay.
I ended up giving it to him at the Toronto Comic Con on Saturday morning, and he didn't look at it until he got home Saturday night.
Okay.
He kept it in his bag.
Yeah.
And he went home, and then I got, like, a text message at, like, 10:30 at night, and he's just like, oh, my goodness, I love it.
Yeah.
He's like, I want more. Like, I'm like,
yeah, you're
okay.
Like, I can't handle the stress of another one.
Well, I've done a couple of them for him. Like, I did a Catwoman and a Black Cat for him already.
Okay.
But, like, this one was... It was a little... It wasn't really out of my comfort zone. It was one of those, like, you're asking me to do this now? And he's like, yes. I'm like, okay, give me a little while. You know, like, let me figure this out.
Now I kind of want to see it. I'm sure you got a picture you can show me later.
But that was probably the weirdest one I've done.
For me, I haven't had the honor to do that yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't... There has not been anything abnormal I had to draw or... I guess as
adult rated.
Two page. Yeah, none of that.
Well, in art school, I drew an awful lot of nudes because that's what you learn to draw on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a whole portrait set from nudes. My dad made me put clothes on all of them
because
he was like, I can't have this in the house. And I was like,
really?
Whatever. Yeah. Put it all from life, whatever, human body.
Yeah.
Not that weird, but just throwing that out there.
It's okay, I've done the same thing.
Not easy to take it on public transport, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, where on social media can people go to check out your work?
Well, I have an Instagram account. It's just Kyle B. Arts 1992. I post all my photos on there. But then there's also our With Pen and Brush Studios page on Facebook too. That can't be liked, and that's everyone, including myself, Cass, Stefan, Rob, Danielle, and lots more.
That's
so
good.
I think we've got about 10 artists.
Yeah, Pen and Brush is taking over the world.
That's good.
Yeah. Domination.
10 artists, two painters. And
there's a colorist in there.
Colorist.
Some promoters.
And then there's three authors and a promotioner as well.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So, I didn't even know about all of them.
Chat lines are pretty...
And we do have a cosplayer in there as well that's also an artist.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool.
For myself, you can find me on Facebook under Vinyl Illustrations.
Okay.
I do have Instagram. It's a pretty long name. It's Cassandra Cassie Cool Maria.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my Facebook, so you can find me through there. It's way easier. And, I'm as well on Pen and Brush, like Kyle said.
Cool. Well, I want to say thanks for contacting me in the first place, because I've been enjoying all your work and appreciate you guys coming down for this. And
Thank you for having us.
No problem. I can't wait to run into you guys at future cons.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me in your group, too.
I'll definitely be coming back.
You definitely needed girls.
Oh, yeah.
The food's great here, so.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Oh, God, I know.
I had one of the poutines, and I was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
I had one from Burger King last night. It definitely made up for it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Burger King one's weak. I worked there for 3 years. It's weak. Baby sucks. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.